All right, boys, here we are. We're in Dubrovnik. And do you know what? This whole video is about solo cafeing on your own. Have I even said that right? It sounds like, oh my God, look how beautiful this is. This is outrageous. What a place. Yeah, it's just like kind of how to cafe solo on your own. And the thing is, like, people will say, don't you feel like a little bit embarrassed doing this? Like, don't you feel like a little bit of a dickhead and stuff? And doesn't it feel a little bit weird to do? Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, like the first like 10 seconds, I always feel a little bit strange. And the reason is, I think a lot of it comes from my dad, where like we would see somebody doing something like this with a tank top on, like I have. And, you know, we'd see maybe somebody like dancing on the street and my dad would just be like, what a dickhead. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of grew up in that British culture where I assume, you guys are probably like me, you assume that somebody's thinking that. You assume that they're going to be like, who the hell is that person? Why are they doing that? And who do they think they are? Thing is, one thing I found from doing a lot of gym content is people don't really care. Like, they'll see it for like half a second and then it's gone. And shamefully, I've never done this before, but the other day, when I was walking through Rome, I had so much to talk to you guys about and I kind of forgot it on the move. So I've actually made some notes because it's really hard to remember when you get all the distractions of daily life. Oh, this is nice. I was hoping I'd find something like this. This is way closer than what I thought it was. So yeah, we're going to go and get a coffee. I'm going to show you guys kind of the marathon mindset setup. Bear in mind, I can't do it these days because I do have a girlfriend, but the marathon mindset setup of like where you would go, where you would sit, the acceptability of going for a coffee on your own. I think that shit's fine. You know, people make a meal of it and stuff like that, and shamefully checking my notes, but I just want to go through. Okay, so one thing that you guys say is like, but I don't look like the type of guy who would do that. This is a myth that I used to say. Do you remember when I said to you guys that I used to go to a club, or I stopped going to clubs because I was the bold dude? Do you remember that? I was like, I was the old bold guy and I couldn't go to clubs anymore. It's not really true. You can do whatever the fuck you want, to be honest. Like, look at, like, for example, what is a movie star? What is a movie star? Like, what is it? Because at the end of the day, you've got Jonah Hill, you've got Brad Pitt, you've got Timothy Chalamet, and you've got Chris Hemsworth. All four are just completely different people doing completely different things that look different ways and have different lives. So what is a movie star? There isn't one. There isn't an exact somatotype in bodies. There isn't an exact face or type of person that would do that. So what does it matter? And, you know, if somebody said, oh, I don't look like an influencer. I don't look like the type of guy that can walk around and vlog and whatnot. Yeah, but what is an influencer? Because it could be somebody like me, like an older guy with a bald head. Or it could be a really handsome dude. Or it could be, you know, some real pretty woman. But like, it doesn't matter, right? It really, really doesn't matter. And like I said, nobody gives a fuck after a couple of seconds. Everyone forgets about it. And one thing I want to touch on is, a lot of you don't realize this, okay? Is that this one thing I want to teach as many people as possible, is that fear is selfish. And every time I get a call, it cuts out and it's fucking annoying. I need to put it on do not disturb. So I was in a flow then and I forgot what I got to before it came in. Let's just go back a bit. Okay, so ego play. Like, everybody doesn't realize this, that being scared of things, being a nervous person, having anxiety and whatnot is actually a sign of having a giant ego, and having massive fears is actually a sign that you are a bit of a narcissist. Because think about it, if you're worried about what people are thinking, then you're in your own head. And who's in their own head? Somebody who thinks about themselves and no one else. Whereas when you just switch that shit off and you just think to yourself, do you know what? Who gives a fuck? And it's not who gives a fuck, like everyone's looking, everyone's blah, 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 all that. That's in your own head still. If you're just thinking, why would I matter? Why would anybody care about me? That's when you win, okay? Because everyone just truly believes that, like, oh, everyone's looking at me, everyone's laughing, everyone's talking about me. Maybe they are for a couple of seconds. And it's not, oh, fuck them, I don't give a shit, you know, I knock them out. It's none of that. It's more just like, yeah, but who am I? Why would they give a shit about me? And as soon as you get to that stage, as soon as you get to that level, that's when you can break out. Because, see, this is perfect. Okay, this spot here, guys, right here, perfect for life setup. Because you have a lot of footfall, which means a lot of people coming past. It is road facing, so you can sit there, have a coffee. And if you want to talk to just people in general, you want to watch the world go by, you want to give the odd little comment to women walking past, it's perfect. We'll go and sit there in a minute. We'll sit right on the edge and I'll show you guys why it works so well. That is a win. Plus you've got elevated ground, which, you know, not to get too autistic, but it does give you like kind of a sense of status. I haven't seen many better places than that. I would say in the height of summer when this is busy, that is just perfection. But yeah, if you're like really nervous and stuff, think about what you're saying. You're saying, okay, hey, you've made it on camera. You know, you might be saying, for example, that, oh, I don't want to do that because everyone's looking at me. What are you on about, mate? Shit, have I come to a dead end? No, oh, this is beautiful. We're going to end up seeing that 360 bar in a minute, the one that I mentioned in Other Side of Male Life or Born on a Budget. That will be a cool moment. We should maybe go there tonight. But yeah, you like say, oh, everybody's watching, everybody's doing this, everybody's laughing and whatnot. It's such an ego play. Think about it. Think about how much of a kind of in your own head play that is. You know, everyone keeps looking at me. Oh, I don't want to dance because everyone's looking at me. Why would they be looking at you? Right? It's just like, who the fuck am I? Oh, I'm Chris Sturmey. Who gives a fuck, mate? Like, once you detach from all of that and you start, like, you're more curious about other people and their lives and what they're doing, it changes everything. It changes the entire game. Like, it's fun to care about other people. It's fun to... So I'm trying to find that place. It's fun to be intrigued in other people's lives and be detached from your own, because as soon as like you're in your head too much and you're thinking about all this stuff, that's when it messes you up. You don't want to be doing that. Like, this is the quickest way to kill everything. Like I said, you'll end up walking past, people will look for like half a second. They might laugh, they might do something. It's gone. They're not going home and thinking of you. They're not talking about you. So when you go out and you do like a solo cafe thing, it might be one idiot that's like, oh, imagine being here on your own. Or the waiter sometimes asks, like, is it just you? And you go, yeah, it is. So what? It is just me. Like, what's the issue? Like, for example, I just nearly slipped on my ass. It was slippery as hell. And it's gone already. Moment's gone. Who cares? People slip. I've done like 2 videos in a row, actually. Starting to think it's the shoes. I just don't want to admit that the Dior's aren't good enough. How beautiful is this? Wish you were here, boys. Unbelievable. Right, I feel like such a rank amateur, but this is what I mean about forgetting shit. Alright, so my little trick, okay? One thing that I used to do before I used to go out on my own and get... I was about to say get drunk, go to clubs and shit. Because nobody wanted to go out. So I was like, well, I don't want to sit inside on my own. I need to go out at some point. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is what I love about this camera, you get real life reactions. But yeah, I was like, I don't want to sit on my own. I want to go out, right? Like, I want to go and do something with my life. And in the end, I just forced myself. I was like, let's just go out on my own. Let's go and have some fun. And it's changing hands. Apologies. And the thing is, I used to do this, like, deep breath thing before I went out. I used to do this, like, massive kind of, like, stop, close your eyes, stop and think for a second. Take a deep breath and just kind of realize that you don't really matter. Do you know what I mean? I was like, you are small fry in this world. You don't really matter. You're just one human being. Like, who cares? Take a deep breath. You're going out just to explore life, experience everything it has to offer. You're not here to, like, be the main attraction. Everyone's not waiting for you to walk in, because I think people think that at times. And it's just so fucking stupid. That's what messes with your head. That's what ruins it for you. And I mean, you can't think like that. Do you know what I mean? It's such an ego play. And it's what I mean when people say, like, oh, everyone's looking at me. It's like, that's such an ego thing, man. Like, that sounds like
something a narcissist or a A-list celebrity would say. It's stupid. Like, nobody is. And if they are, it's 2 seconds. Like, look how many different worlds are going on at the moment. Guys on the boat, people over there swimming. That's cool. We've actually got an infinity pool on the roof of the place that we're going to. And I asked him if it was heated. He was like, nah, it's freezing. It's like a cold plunge. And I was like, I'll probably still get in anyway. And he was like, that's the attitude. Like, he's a proper cool guy. He's like a Bond villain. He's hilarious. I can't wait to meet him. It's going to be fun. I'll give you guys a little house tour. But yeah, it's a little trick of mine. It just anti-anxiety. I just sit there and just like take a deep breath, slow everything down, think about it. Just be like, in the moment, and just be like, release it. It's not about me. It's never about you. Like, everybody's doing their own thing. It doesn't matter. Nobody truly gives a shit. You guys don't even give a shit if I mess up this video. If it's rubbish, doesn't really matter. You're just going to close it down, move on with your lives. I could do the most embarrassing thing ever. It just doesn't matter. And let's go back to my sheet. And the other thing is, like, you have to go out. Because what choice do you have, guys? What choice do you have? Should we keep this moving? Like, what are you going to do? What is the alternative? Like, are you just going to sit in on your own for the rest of your life? Are you just going to sit there and just be like, I can't go out because I'm on my own and everyone's going to laugh at me and stuff? And it's like, yeah, but what else are you going to do? What choice do you have? What options do you have? Like, you're not going to meet your wife in your bedroom. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just have to. You just get to the conclusion that I got to, where I was like, if I don't do this, this is me forever. It's like, I'm just going to be on my own. I'm going to be lonely. I'm not going to do anything. I was like, if I don't take the initiative, if I don't forget all these childlike fears and the kind of... Remember I used to tell you guys, it was like high school mentality versus adult life mentality. You have to switch between the two, because all of you have been trained. Let's just make sure we don't fall off here. There we go, that was dangerous. It would have been good content though, let's be honest. But yeah, I wonder if any of these boats are the boats that I said you can go and buy in Born on a Budget. Wouldn't that be funny? If it was like one of those where I just said, oh, you just go and get a little cheap boat. That would be hilarious. But yeah, it's just like, what are you going to do? Just sit in for the rest of your life? Just be on your own? You just have to make the conclusion that, like, if I don't do this now, if I don't get rid of that high school mentality where it's like, everyone's looking, everyone's laughing, you can't do anything different, the nail that sticks out gets hammered, and he slipped again, then, yeah, you're just going to end up not doing anything different. It's going to end up not going anywhere, not doing anything, living the same sort of lifestyle on repeat. Nothing changes because you're just too scared, because you've got a 16-year-old mindset, like some kid that's in fucking year 9 at school. I don't know how old they would be, but you get my point, right? Like, it helps, I think, when you're big, you've got on some muscle and whatever, like nobody really, like nobody's going to say anything. Like, they're going to sit there like little weasels and go quiet and whisper and, yeah, whatever, mate. Like, is what it is. You know, if you were skinnier, people might say something. So I think that's helped me over the years. But either way, like, I'm so numb to it because I'm just like, who am I? It's not fuck that guy, fuck these people. Everyone's got it wrong. That's a cool experience. Everyone's got it wrong. They're like, fuck these people. These people are haters. That's an ego play. Who are you? Who, like, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, I'm Chris Sturmey. Everyone's laughing at me. It only hurts because it's personal. But once you detach from who you are, it's just a label, it's just a name, it's just a mini identity. Doesn't really matter. Like, if you're looking at someone else, laughing at someone else, like, who cares, guys? That's what it is. You just got to detach from all of that shit. Next up, well, one thing I was going to say was, as you guys get older, you're going to love this, okay? You're going to love this kind of, like, sitting down and just like the kind of lifestyle where you just go and sit down, you just go and have a coffee and stuff. You're gonna love it, because it's just so slow. It's not, how nice is this place? This is unbelievable. Look at this. Ooh, wonder what that is. The name might be on there. This is good setup as well. This sort of place, other places, they're brilliant. I'm just not sure I'll be able to film in there. They'll probably kick me out. It's the good thing though, it doesn't look like you're filming. But yeah, you guys are gonna love this. As you get older, it's just kind of like slows everything down. You want to sit somewhere, you don't want action, you don't want chaos, you just kind of want to sit, coffee, chat. It's something that you're gonna love. So you kind of, it's like it's bleeping out my swear words, It's something you're going to love. It's something you're going to get used to. It's something that you need to do. Like, you need to do stuff on your own, because you're going to do a lot more of this. Like, as you leave school, like when you're younger, you might have like 50 friends. This is a pretty good spot, to be fair. So this is kind of what I would do. I would kind of sit somewhere like this, because do you know why I would sit here? Because it's on the end. Like, it's on the ends, and it gives you time. It gives you time to see who's coming. Does it give you both directions? No, but you'd have a friend that would be there that would be doing the same. I would kind of sit myself away from the table like this, feet out, stretched out, very relaxed. Have your food and drinks, sat on your own, away from everyone, bit of a loner. And you just watch the world go by. And then let's say if you saw like a woman walking towards you in the distance, you got time to see something, spot something. Like, there's a decent amount of footfall here of people. Like, that's kind of how I would do it. You've got a lot of things to comment on. You're at the end, you can see everything. It's the Al Capone move, do you know what I mean? Where you can see everything that's coming, everything that's happening. This is kind of my strategy. And then one thing you got to do is just get calm. Just breathe. You're on your own, who cares? You don't need a conversation. You don't need anything crazy. You don't need anything mad. Like, just enjoy, just smile, just sit there, just watch the world go by and just be happy. People watching, just make everyone else the center of attention. You are just some guy just sat in the world and you are enjoying a coffee. And like I said, you guys are going to love this as you get older, because once you leave school, like, you think you're going to have the same like 200 friends forever. Do you know what I mean? You think you're going to be sat there with like all these people and you're going to be mega popular. Nah, it's not going to happen. You're going to have but a few friends to hang out with. And I'm very lucky being in O&M, because all of us are similar. All of us want similar things. So it just creates a melting pot of people who want to do what, I don't want to say what I embody, but the habits that I embody. And everyone seems to like the same sort of thing, which is great. We have differences in the group, but everyone kind of wants to do a similar thing. And it's nice. Is really nice, and I'm lucky because I have that. But as you guys get older, if you don't have that, you're going to do a lot more on your own. And if you don't do stuff on your own, you're going to go nowhere. Because my mum always said this, like, my dad wasn't abusive, but he was a very old school guy where it was like, what, you want to go somewhere and do something without me, so are you cheating? Do you know what I mean? It was very much that, which it was kind of part and parcel of the era. That's how people used to behave and speak and whatever. But I always wanted to get away from that, because I saw the life that she lived, and I actually saw the life that he lived once he moved to Barcelona and changed who he was and whatever. But I've spoken about that a lot. I've not really spoken about my mum as much for you guys. But when he left us, and then eventually when he died, she was so free. She could do whatever she wanted. And if she wanted to go and have coffee with the girls or something, or if she wanted to just go for a walk one day, she could, and she wouldn't get accused of doing anything or whatnot. And I really respected that, and she started doing more on her own. And she said, like, I wish I did this sooner. I wish I just did stuff. I wish I just went out and just said, I'm going to do it just because. And you'll find that as you get older, it's not about like, how do I look and who's judging me and stuff like that. It's more, you know, it's fun. You've got to do it. You really have to do it. How are you? You okay? Can I get a latte and a water, please? And then probably, yeah, please. And a food menu as well.
Of course, yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir. See what I mean? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Do you know what's good about this phone angle as well? Portrait. Nobody even knows you're filming. But nobody cares, man. Like, I've never met anybody that's come over and laughed and pointed and been like, what are you doing? Why are you sat there on your own, you weirdo? Why are you in the cinema on your own? What are you doing? Like, truth be told, right? When I used to do this in the gym, people always used to come over at the end. Like, I used to think they'd be laughing, but they used to come over at the end and go, what do you do? How could I do this? Like, it's weird. When I used to go out in Cheltenham on my own and stuff, I just sit at the bar, just chill, mind my own business, just breathe deep, just be like, it's okay, it's calm. Like, nobody's gonna hurt you, nobody's gonna attack you, you're in a nice environment. And even if they do, it could be a funny story, it's life experience, right? You've got to look at it always as a positive. And over time, I would say maybe like give it maybe an hour after people have had like a few beers and wines and whatever, and they'd all start gravitating towards you anyway and just asking you what you do, why you're sat on your own. It's crazy. Like, you find it no matter what you do. Like, people don't like you being sat on your own. They actually, that's quite close. People just get confused by it. They're just like, why are you doing this? Why are you confident? Why are you relaxed? Why are you talking loudly? Why are you walking like you own the place? Like, people just, people get confused by it because everyone's got anxiety. Like, this is why people are so drawn towards people like Conor McGregor, because they're seeing him act crazy and say whatever he wants, do whatever he wants, and they're like, God, I wish I had that. So they're drawn to these people. They're like magnets to these people because everyone wants a piece of it. Everyone wishes they could. Like, I teach this stuff to people all the time. I go and do it. And when they're with me, you can see they're cringing a little bit. Like, I'll say something to somebody and they'll be like, you can't say that, you can't do that. Yeah, you can. Pretty much do whatever you want. There's zero consequences to any actions. Nobody gives a shit beyond like 5 seconds. They just move on. They might go home and be like, I saw this guy today, he was a dickhead. All right. As long as you just don't like take it personally, do you know what I mean? Like, you do think to yourself, like, who am I? Who cares? Like, I am just some guy. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Then you can get past it. Or if you see it as like, oh, these guys saying that I'm an idiot. You're making it personal. Don't make it personal. Just forget about it. Just move on. But, yeah. Let's wait for our coffee. This isn't a food menu, I don't think. But let's wait for our coffee, boys. Let's have a little chill. What do we have here? See what I mean about breathing deep and just slowing everything down? It's a complete game changer. I'll tell you what, the lymphatic drainage thing in the sauna has done wonders for my skin. I feel really clean. I feel really good, to be honest. What should we go for? Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Did you want something before, maybe?
Yeah, I haven't really looked yet, but I think I'll go with... Have you got anything that's just chicken, just steak, just something meat? Just meat based?
We have, yes.
Yeah, sure. You go ahead. What have we got? Kids menu.
Yeah, it's fried potato, like,
makes sense.
It's not too big portion, but
just chicken and fried potatoes would be great for me. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, yeah. As long as it doesn't come out with plastic cutlery and a plastic plate, kid style. As long as it doesn't have a little Buzz Lightyear on or something like that, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
just normal as it is. Yeah.
That'd yeah, be fine. Yeah. No, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, like, you can just say whatever you want, do whatever you want, doesn't matter. This is like, I do you know when I learned this, there was a guy years ago, it was so funny, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He walks into this post office. I've got to find the video and maybe put it at the end of this so you guys can experience it, or maybe somebody can find it. But he walks over to this guy in the just kicking off. Why is he kicking off? People are so weird. So she thought she could just sit there and order nothing. What a bum. Get out of here. So this guy walks into the post office and he's like, how you doing, man? He was like, how about that game last night? And it wasn't a game last night, but the guy was like, yeah, crazy game or some shit like that. And then he goes, it was like, what about this weather? He was like, it's fucking terrible, right? He was like, I think we're going to have it for the next week. And the guy was like, yeah, it's awful. And he goes, anyway, it was like, happy Tuesday or something like that, or something like, have a good Friday. And then he walks out and he goes, right, so it's the sunniest day ever, and it's like a Sunday or something like that. He was like, it's a weekend and it's the sunniest day ever. He was like, and there wasn't even a game on last night. He was like, people just respond to whatever the fuck you say. And it's true. Like, people will just do whatever you want them to do, whatever you want them to say. If somebody disagrees with you, you go, oh, we got a real human being here. It actually just makes me think that 99.9% of people are literally just NPCs that have been plugged in. There's very few of us that have this mindset where you're like, hey, you can get away with anything. You can pretty much do whatever you want. And people just, guys, it's crazy. People just agree with you. Like, sometimes you can just make shit up and people just agree with you. It's crazy. Like, I was just talking complete waffle to this guy here, talking about, oh, as long as it's not a plastic plate, is there a little Buzz Lightyear on it? He has no idea what I'm saying. Absolutely no idea. I was at the airport yesterday, and I got my passport out, and the woman was like, right, can I have a look? I said, yeah, it's the handsome guy on page 5. She opens it up. I was like, there he is. That's him. And she doesn't laugh. She just doesn't really know what I'm saying. And then what did she say? She said something else. She was like, she was like, can you give me your email? So I wrote the email down. And I wrote it down on my phone, so I handed her my phone so she could see it, because obviously it's spelled weird. Chris Stum is weird with the two S's. I was like, it's two S's. So she's looking at it. She touches something. It goes to a different screen. And she goes, oh, sorry, it's gone off. And I was like, ah, it's all right. It's only just gone to my nudes. I was like, just have a quick flick through if you want. And she just had no idea what I'm saying. And I just do this with people all the time. Like, I just fuck with people. I just say, like, really outlandish shit. And people just look at you like you've got three heads. And it's so funny. It's like you just ask them the square root of their mum's gargoyle in the garden. It's so funny. Like, nobody actually knows what you're saying. And it's because they're all so wrapped up in their own lives and their own heads. They don't care about you. And this is what I've proven. But guys, like, this is how you solo cafe as a man, right? You just sit, you just chill, legs stretched out, just having a little relax, you know, just spread yourself out and just watch the world go by. And look at my leverage point. You see how many people got off that boat earlier? There was like probably 100. You know, you could easily spot somebody you like, have a little conversation. Like, in an ideal world, I'd like to be a little bit closer where, like, this is in the way and maybe that exit there is actually closer to my right, so then people have to walk right next to me and then you don't have to shout and then they're more likely to stop and stuff like that. Look, there's no barrier to entry, which is great. That's one thing I look for, or used to look for. So, like, I wouldn't sit over there in the corner and then be shouting at somebody. Like, it's just so easy. You just sit here next to the street. That's what I always taught you guys. Decent footfall. I would probably sit more in the center, as I showed you guys earlier, where there's more people coming past. But yeah, this is how I would always do it. And then I would just comment to people. I would have a chat. Sometimes it goes somewhere. Sometimes it doesn't. Who gives a fuck? It's all practice. Like I said, they'll literally walk through that arch on my right and forget that you ever existed. So, yeah, it's easy, man. It's so easy. And then when you're sitting having a bit of food, just minding your own business, you'll find that people just come up to you. They're just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you on your own? Like, why are you doing this? Why? Like, they're confused. They're just like, you're way too confident. This is killing me. It's pissing me off. Like, because they wish that they had that themselves. It's a strange thing, but it actually irritates people. I've never seen anything so strange in my life, but it actually irritates people. And they're like, why? Why are you on your own? But are you a weirdo? Are you a murderer? Are you a killer? Like, they can't explain it because it's so alien to what their brain knows. And they just can't leave it alone. And basically become fucking invincible. It's incredible. I love it. I love my life. I love who I am, whatever that is. And it's just, none of it really matters. I think, like, losing your dad and shit helps, because you just realize that, like, mortality is real. I think before you see mortality, before you get to a certain age where, like, things have, where things could end, things could just pass you by and you could be a goner in this world, I think you think that everything's going to last forever, and, like, you slip over once and the whole world's going to remember it. It's going to be like 9 people that remember it for like a week. The only people that remember it are people from school that never moved on and never grew up. And a lot of you have got that high school mentality, and you need to switch it over to an adult mentality for the real world, because it's completely different. And the problem is, we get, you know, when people say, oh, we're going to school because the Rothschilds have set up the educational system and they've doctored us into a certain belief system. Yeah, that's true, but it's also to fuck with your head. It's also to absolutely mess with you and just make sure that you have insecurities. And because school is just a melting pot of shit. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, come back from school and be like, I had a profound conversation about, you know, some deep philosophy today. It was more just like, no, we just discussed who was the hottest girl in the year and why she wouldn't go with you because, you know, you haven't ascended yet and all that shit. Like, it just messes with you. It just completely messes with you. Like, none of this is real. None of it really exists. You can craft your reality to be whatever you want it to be. And I think that's a good place to end, boys, because I really want to walk around here on my own without the phone and go and see the true beauty of it now. And my camera guy, Duarte, is actually here. We're on the same flight. It was funny. So he's going to pop down now, have a little bit of food with me, which is cool. And I want to explore it all. But I think that's a good note to end on, boys. I hope that helps. This is how you cafe solo. And if I can do it, you can do it. Stop being gay. It's so easy to do. Enjoy yourselves, boys. Enjoy yourselves. Life, to quote one of my friends, as I mentioned in the last video, Tebow, life is good. Enjoy it, for fuck's sake. You're going to die one day. Stop being a silly cunt. Stop being a pussy. It's just going to end at some point. You're going to fucking kick yourself on your deathbed that you didn't do more.